5994. I wake up. Immediately, I have to figure out who I am. It's not just the body. Opening my eyes and discovering whether the skin on my arm is light or dark, whether my hair is long or short, whether I'm fat or thin, boy or girl, scarred or smooth. The body is the easiest thing to adjust to, if you're used to waking up in a new one each morning. It's the life, the context of the body, that can be hard to grasp. Every day, I am someone else. I am myself. I know I am myself. But I am also someone else. It has always been like this. The information is there. I wake up, open my eyes, understand that it is a new morning, a new place. The biography kicks in, a welcome gift from the not-me part of the mind. Today, I am Justin. Somehow I know this. My name is Justin, and at the same time, I know that I'm not really Justin. I'm only borrowing his life for a day. I look around and know that this is his room. This is his home. The alarm will go off in 7 minutes. I'm never the same person twice, but I've certainly been this type before. Clothes everywhere, far more video games than books. Sleeps in his boxers. From the taste of his mouth, a smoker, but not so addicted that he needs one as soon as he wakes up. "Good morning, Justin," I say, checking out his voice. Low. The voice in my head is always different. Justin doesn't take care of himself. His scalp itches. His eyes don't want to open. He hasn't gotten much sleep. Already I know I am not going to like today. It's hard being in the body of someone you don't like, because you still have to respect it. I've harmed people's lives in the past, and I've found that every time I slip up, it haunts me. So I try to be careful. From what I can tell, every person I inhabit is the same age as me. I don't hop from being 16 to being 60. Right now, it's only 16. I don't know how this works. Or why. I stopped trying to figure it out a long time ago. I'm never going to figure it out any more than a normal person will figure out his or her own existence. After a while, you have to be at peace with the fact that you simply are. There is no way to know why. You can have theories, but there will never be proof. I can access facts, not feelings. I know this is Justin's room, but I have no idea if he likes it or not. Does he want to kill his parents in the next room? Or would he be lost without his mother coming in to make sure he's awake? It's impossible to tell. It's as if that part of me replaces the same part of whatever person I'm in. And while I'm glad to be thinking like myself, a hint every now and then of how the other person thinks would be helpful. We all contain mysteries, especially when seen from the inside. The alarm goes off. I reach for a shirt and some jeans, but something lets me see that it's the same shirt he wore yesterday. I pick a different shirt. I take the clothes with me to the bathroom, dress after showering. His parents are in the kitchen now. They have no idea that anything is different. 16 years is a lot of time to practice. I don't usually make mistakes. Not anymore. I read his parents easily. Justin doesn't talk to them much in the morning, so I don't have to talk to them. I have grown accustomed to sensing expectation in others, or the lack of it. I shovel down some cereal, leave the bowl in the sink without washing it, grab Justin's keys, and go. Yesterday, I was a girl in a town I'd guess to be 2 hours away. The day before, I was a boy in a town 3 hours farther than that. I am already forgetting their details. I have to, or else I will never remember who I really am.